of perception to see someone as a friend. And, you know, when you see someone as a friend, I know you all have friends. All right. So don't you look through any little quirks or little stuff going on? Or when they say something that may be just slightly on the border of being hurtful, don't you just look through the appearance of that? Because that's being a friend. We never know when somebody's having a good day or a bad day or one of those days. And we're there for them. I like this lesson because it reminds me to make sure that I've worked on my spiritual nature, because the way I perceive the world, I want to look at it from the eyes of spirit. That's what I want my perception to be. Because what does that do to your perception? That makes it forgiving, doesn't it? It makes it loving. It makes us willing to go the extra mile to do an act of kindness, because we perceive the world through the eyes of the Christ. You know, I love this because I was sitting here this morning and I thought, we have a great perception ability here at Unity Church of Light. Think of our vision statement. What you can vision, you can manifest. You know that, don't you? What you have faith in, you can bring into visualization. We have this wonderful, wonderful vision statements, but how many times do we just say it without really putting the feeling and the knowing behind it, without saying it through our spiritual voice? We say we're spirit-centered inspiration in the world. If that's not building community, I don't know what is. Spirit-centered, what does that mean? That means God is expressing through us right here in this chapel. How much better can it get? And the thing is, we have to bring our awareness to know that God is expressing through each and every one of us here in this chapel. What else do we do? We say we stand. What does it mean to stand on something? It means you are convinced that it is the truth and nothing can shake you because your foundation is strong. So we stand as a spiritual beacon to illuminate not only this chapel, but the world. Wow, that's a magnitude statement. That means your vibrations, just think of this. This is really wonderful. Just think, your vibrations, your energy is moving out from you across oceans, touching those in those troubled areas. Touching those who believe that they have to physically fight for what they want. Those that don't know that in them, in the power to perceive how great they are, is the Christ presence. You know, we can hold that for others. And we can send those vibrations out. But until they get it, we're going to still see what we see out in appearances. But we can know deep within us, we can set ourselves to perceive that there is peace in the world, that the universe is a glorious place to live. Okay, I know somebody said, okay, there you go, Vernetta, you got on those rose-colored glasses again. But it goes deeper than that. When you get it ingrained in your very soul, when you tell yourself this all the time, when you get ready to do or say a negative, when you tell yourself, there's one presence, one power, and it's all good. You rise above all that muck and mire that's going on. You lift yourself up, and guess what? I like in, we have the song at Easter, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all unto me. And that's what you do when you leave this chapel. If you're standing spiritually centered in the Christ Spirit, the dictionary definition of perceive is what we have become aware of consciously, or what we realize or understand to be true. And I always add true for you, because each one of us, we do have our individual thinking, although we're collectively one. But what's true for you? Because we can manifest good, and we can also manifest what? that stuff that we might worry over at night, or that keeps us awake. Anybody have any of that kind of stuff going on? You know, to be true to ourselves is wonderful. But to work on yourself spiritually, to build that base, you know, you don't want to be around here without a base, without base learning, without that foundation, without that rock. Jesus Christ told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. For us, what does that mean? Peter is faith. And upon our faith, we will strengthen these bodies. That's what it takes to perceive the truth of your being. You know, sometimes there's a lot of chatter going on. I hear people say monkey chatter. There's all that chatter. Tell that chatter to get behind you, because it's not the truth about you. The truth is, you are wondrously made. And if no one's told you that today, I'm here to remind you that you are wondrously made. Talk to that body. Let it know how it serves a great purpose. It moves you on this earth plane. I also like how we always say, and this is a given, we know this, one presence, one power. Every time I say that, whatever I'm looking at in appearance kind of fades away, because I know deep in my core, you got to get it deep in your core, one presence, one power. I want you to try that this week. When something rises up, or when a relationship goes south, or if there is any need or desire, take a moment, take that deep breath, and know one presence, one power. The psalmist said, be still and know. Know what? One presence, one power in this universe. You know, metaphysical meaning of perception is when we're talking, and we're talking spiritual right here, right now, today. Spiritual perception, apprehension of truth through intuition, the ability to perceive spiritually, to see through the appearances, the faculty of seeing spiritual reality in spite of what? Appearances? Oh my. And appearances do what? They try to suggest the contrary to whatever is good to you. But when you use your spiritual perception, that intuition, that something deep in your gut, and I know you've got it, when you use that, it opens up your eyes to a whole new world. The power to perceive the good in situations. Oh my, when you develop that ability, you'll be walking on water in wherever the water. Well, maybe we shouldn't mention water in here, but you'll have what you need to move through, whatever it is we need to move through. Now, I always think, what would unity be like today if Myrtle and Charles, our co-founders, had perceived things differently? They both had health challenges. What if they perceived that they couldn't do anything, that there was no Christ in them? We can't even perceive that, can we, knowing the teachings and the writings? But what if they had not become aware in consciousness of the wholeness and the divinity within their being and let others know? You know, some people learn stuff and they keep it to themselves. But they were expressions of how we can overcome. We all talk about Myrtle's story. We all know that very well, right? Well, some of us probably. Some of you might not, but I tell you, get the book, Myrtle, the Mother of Unity, and it will explain all about Myrtle's health challenge in the beginning of Unity. But we rarely hear about Charles. And when you look at what Charles went through, you think, oh my. Because I've, at first, initially perceived it through human eyes. But then when I learned how much he prayed, how much he sat in the quiet, how much he spoke truth, lived truth, practiced everything, you know, you got to practice this truth to make it real, to make it, let it open up to you. Well, Charles had some abscesses that developed in his hip bone. And he went through all sorts of things, but the hip bone stayed out of the socket, and it was stiff. And he said his leg shriveled and ceased to grow. So in some of the earlier pictures of Charles Fillmore, there is a pronounced limp. But boy, he says here, when I began applying a spiritual treatment, for a long time there was only a slight response in my leg. He says, I felt better and I found that I began to hear with the right ear. Then gradually I noticed that I had more feeling in the leg, and then as the years went by, the joint began to get a little more limber, and the shrunken flesh filled out until the right leg was almost equal to the other. Wow, that's profound when you think about that. When you think about the being able to actually be so focused, so in your spiritual nature, so knowing that there was one presence and one power, knowing and the ability to perceive that I am whole. The essence of me is wholeness. To be able to do that to the point where the results are made evident. Oh my, every time I think about his experience and I get a little aching somewhere when I get up. Anybody do that? Get a little ache somewhere, and I feed those areas the truth. Talk to them. Tell your body, as Myrtle did, you are wonderfully made. You have the ability to heal, to come together. Talk to those cells. You can join together, hold up whoever. I talk to mine like they're little people down in there, and I say, you know, you have the ability to hold up whoever has forgotten that they have the presence of the Christ in them. Wow. Using those techniques, I imagine that's what Charles Fillmore went through. But that all comes with the power to perceive it. What you can perceive, you can achieve, whether it's just peace and knowing that whatever, it just is what it is, and it doesn't stop me from living my life, because this life has the presence of the Holy Spirit moving in and throughout every fiber of this being. This life, every cell, every muscle, every tissue holds the intelligence of the Christ. Just think of that. Wow, can you perceive that? Look, and if you can't, then let's do some deep prayer work, because you need to make that connection. Be still and know. Be still and know. So Charles did, once he became aware and conscious of the power within him, he began to perceive a vision of wholeness. Can you hold that for yourselves? A vision of being whole. What is that like? How does that feel? Close your eyes for a moment. Visualize yourself standing before you. Visualize that image, being whole, being free. feel those vibrations moving through your body. Talk to it. Tell it you are. You hold the intelligence of the Christ in every single fiber of your being. And it's open your eyes, as Jesus said, go forth. Go forth and show yourselves to that in you that is the highest state of consciousness you can reach. Oh my, just standing here, I'm jumping, my body, I feel electrified. But at the time of writing this account that Charles Fillmore wrote, guess how old he was? 92. 92. He wrote this, I am being rejuvenated and my whole organism is going through a transformation that can only end in body perpetuity. In other words, in everlasting, eternal life. We always vision life as this form right here on this earth today, but in eternal life, there's something in you that's going to be there no matter what. And this is what we live our lives from, that point in us. I tell myself every morning, I am a spiritual being, and I'm excited to see what God has in store for me today, because I know there is nothing that spirit and I can't overcome. Nothing. And yes, stuff will hit you. Oh, when you know who you are, don't think it's going to be nothing ever happens. Things will happen, but guess what? They won't affect you like they did yesterday, because your perception is going to be through the eyes of spirit, and you know this did not come to stay. It came to pass. Isn't that wonderful? To know that nothing is permanent in this form. It's continually renewing, rebuilding, rejuvenating, lifting up, doing wondrous works. Charles also gave us, well, he quoted the scripture. He says, well, before he quoted the scripture, let me give you the rest of what he said. And he said, in the face of human experience, this, of course, seems a preposterous claim. But all the signs of feebleness, advancing years, are disappearing from my face and form. And I can arrive at no other conclusion than that I am fulfilling the promise of spirit, that you are whole and you are free. And Psalms 103, verse 2 through 5 says, bless the Lord, O my souls, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh man, I can see them flying. I can see you flying. Yeah, consciousness is being lifted at Unity Church of Light. And we are grateful. And we are blessed. So let me just give you a couple things in closing about the power to perceive. It takes faith and it takes prayer. What is faith? The perceiving power of the mind. That's your spiritual power. You know, just, oh, this vision came in my mind of Superwoman. You know, you got to do the stance. That's my spiritual power, is the perceiving power of my mind. Yes. And the other thing is to connect all the dots, take some time in prayer. Take some time contemplating. What we see of our bodies, that's the appearance. You are living your best life now if you're not living from the appearance. If you know that you're greater than all this, that there's something in you that surpasses anything in the world, you can live your best life right now. In Lessons in Truth, it says, we come to a time when there must be less talking about truth, less treating, and being treated merely for the purpose of being delivered from some evil result or wrongdoing. There must be more living truth and teaching others to do so also. There must be more incorporating truth in our very flesh and bones. And how do we do this? How do we do this? We use our power of perception. The power to perceive is wow, it's hard to envision even, but see it through the eyes of spirit. Whatever it is you're moving through, whatever it is you're dealing with. In John 14 and 6, Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Envision it. Envision it right now. Let us pray. So take a deep breath and settle into this moment. Right here, right now. This is our moment. This is our moment to make that choice. To make that choice to see through all appearances down to the truth of our beings. Breathing in and breathing out, let us affirm together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Settling into a nice, relaxed position. Breathing in and breathing out. Making that inward journey, take a deep breath and envision moving from the head down into the heart. We make our connection through that heart region. Love is there. life is there. Presence and power of God is there. And we step over the threshold of our inner chamber, and we're enveloped in the presence and the power. We know no separation. We are one in spirit. There's nothing else. Breathing in and breathing out in this time of quiet, just focus on that energy moving in and throughout your being right here, right now. Yes, we feel that touching every fiber of our being. And as we sit in the quietness of this moment, we soak in all the attributes of God. We are divine spirits, and we now plug in and recharge and rejuvenate. Right here, right now, in the quiet. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the ability of knowing that I can turn within any moment, any time of the day, that I am one with your presence and your power. And in my heart space is where I know I stand on the convictions of this oneness. And in this oneness, I know I am lifted up by the power of you, dear God, within. And as I return to the presence of this room, I take that with me, knowing I am lifted up by the power of God within. I hold that in consciousness. I perceive what that looks like. I am lifted up by the power of God within. And as you slowly become present of this room, I want you to affirm these words with me. I am lifted up by the power of God within. Together. I am lifted up by the power of God within. Feel that moving through your very being. And as we return to the presence of this room, look at someone and tell them, you are lifted up by the power of God within. You are lifted up by the power of God within. Feel that circulating, moving, that's energy moving around and about, touching, letting each one know that they are lifted up by the power of God within. And as community, let's affirm together, we are lifted up. Together, we are lifted up by the power of God within. And we're standing right here, right now, on that truth. Amen? Amen. All right. So we're going to turn to another part of our service where we're going to share our substance in whatever form that may be with the spiritual community. We're grateful for everything we receive, for those who send gifts through the mail. We're just grateful for all of it. You know, I hold the vision and I perceive, as in scripture tells us, that the windows of heaven will open and pour us out a blessing. And we're here to receive right here, right now, and to be good stewards in what we receive. So take your love offerings in your hand. Oh, I like to rub mine with some energy. Get some energy going on them, because they're going to fly. They're going to do the work and the will of this ministry and of the spirit of the Christ that is within it. So let's affirm our prayer, prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Woo! Bless you.